my podcast. I'm Jacqueline, and today I will be discussing Angie Thomas's compelling debut novel, The Hate U Give. Before I talk about my opinion and explain the controversy surrounding the book, I will provide a quick summary. The Hate U Give is a young adult book that follows the life of 16-year-old Star Carter. Star and her family live in a black neighborhood called Garden Heights, where residents are mostly poor and drug-selling gangs control the area. Unlike other Garden Heights kids, Star and her brothers, Seven and Sakani, attend the wealthy prep school Williamson. Star has to code switch as she moves between her two different worlds, which means that she alters the way she interacts with others depending on whether they're from Garden Heights or they are white. One fateful night, Star witnesses a police officer shoot her unarmed childhood friend, Khalil. As Khalil's death becomes national news, rumors that Khalil sold drugs and that he was a threat seek to justify the officer's crime. Throughout the story, Star realizes that she must use her voice to urge the police to investigate the case, prevent her neighborhood from falling to pieces, and raise awareness about police brutality. I enjoyed reading The Hate U Give. The book enlightened me about police brutality against African Americans, which is a current topic that I have heard on the news, but I never paid much attention to it. I found it impactful when Angie Thomas listed the names of several individuals of color who have died at the hands of police officers. One of the victims, Oscar Grant, inspired Thomas to write a shorter version of this story in college, which she later expanded to make the book. Oscar's name and all the others who did not receive justice made me realize that not only must police brutality be addressed, but the underlying causes as well. Tupac's acronym, Thug Life, which stands for The Hate U Give Little Infants, F's Everybody, indicates some of the causes of police brutality. This acronym is present in the title of the book, which I thought was really cool. And when Star talks to Khalil in his car before he is shot, and when she talks with her father later on, a lot of the hate that people spread has been passed down from generation to generation. Young children encounter it when they don't have as much opportunities as the wealthy white people, and they are surrounded by racist environments. Those kids grow up and are more likely to become part of gangs and sell drugs because that's the easy way to obtain money. The powerful white people who also grow up in these racist, hateful environments continue to express their dominance over minorities because that's what they saw when they were growing up. In page 171, Maverick, Star's father, tells her, "And we won't stop getting fucked till it changes. That's the key. It's gotta change." Therefore, I'm happy that Thomas decided to use her voice as an author to help modern society improve and become more equal, even though it will be a gradual change. It can start by making officers who have been involved in these shootings have some sort of punishment for acting upon racial stereotypes, the way Officer Brian Cruz did with Khalil in the story. I also like Star's dynamic change. She went from saying, "Now I am that person, and I'm too afraid to speak," in page 35, to leading the chant of "Khalil lived during a riot" in page 412. I was really proud of her. Star realized that her voice was her most powerful weapon to bring justice to Khalil, even though it put her life at risk because she didn't know how the public and King's gang would respond. Finally, I loved Star's family. I thought that it was sweet that they accepted Devante, knowing that he was escaping from King. He was like their second chance to fix someone, since they couldn't help Khalil. Even Maverick eventually accepted Star's white boyfriend, Chris. And I think that it was chapter 21. It was Seven's graduation party. They were all having a lot of fun and relieving some of the stress that had been put on the family due to Khalil's death. And I like the way that they all stay together even in the hardest times. I'm going to move on to my dislikes about the book. First of all, Star's so-called friend Haley got on my nerves sometimes. I think that time and racial stereotypes from society made her become a bad friend. On page 78, Star does say that they rode the waves of grief together when Haley's mom died of cancer and Star lost her friend Natasha because someone shot her in the streets. However, Haley's racist attitude intensifies throughout the book. She goes from unfollowing Star because of an Emmett Till picture on her dashboard to getting in a fight with Star because Haley said he was a drug dealer and a gangbanger. Somebody was gonna kill him eventually. On page 341, I think that Haley allowed the media to influence her, considering that the reporters were always insinuating that Khalil deserved to die because there were rumors that he sold drugs. I wish that had not happened to her, but that's what happens in real life. People accept the hate in the media and everywhere, and they just spread it to their friends and family. There were some parts of the book that made me upset. For example, on page 193, two police officers forced Star's father to drop to the ground and put his hands behind his back. This happened after the police realized that Star was a witness. The section in which the police officers realized this says, "See, my ID is here." His voice has never sounded so small. The black officer takes the wallet and opens it. "Oh," he says, "Maverick Carter." He exchanges a look with his partner. Both of them look at me. My heart stops. They realized I'm the witness. When I read this, I didn't understand why the police officers decided that it was okay to attack the witness's father. Now that I think about it, it could have been to invoke fear in Star and stop her from speaking against the police. Once again, this idea of staying silent suggests that change does not happen when people are quiet about an injustice, especially this topic about police violence against African Americans. When this change doesn't occur, it allows those who discriminate to continue being hateful. The other part that made me furious was when the grand jury announced that Officer Brian Cruz was innocent. All I could think was, after all the times that Star repeated what had happened the night that Khalil was shot, after putting her life and her family in danger, justice for Khalil did not occur. However, I am glad that Star decided that she would continue to raise awareness about police brutality against African Americans, even though her testimony was ignored. I can't get over the fact that the officer did not have a punishment, but I understand that if this injustice is changed, it will be gradual. Now that I have explained what I thought about the book and how it has impacted me, I want to talk about what others have said about it. Let's start by saying that The Hate U Give has sparked some flames concerning what the right
age is for students to read the book. The other day, I was reading some reviews, and many parents suggest that students should not read it until they are in high school. Parents claim that it contains sensitive topics, such as drugs, sex, gangs, and violence, and it uses curse words, which are not appropriate for middle schoolers. Additionally, parents believe that middle schoolers are not ready to understand police brutality, which is a controversial topic because it exposes that police officers are not always the nation's heroes. I disagree with those parents because I think that they forget that their children already encounter these topics early on in their lives. Through music, the media, their homes, and school. When I was in middle school, I remember some kids were already involved in unacceptable behavior, and I predict that every generation it will worsen. Therefore, Angie Thomas's book should not be criticized for being too forthright about the environment that young people now grow up in. The book does not promote drug use or curse words or hate towards police. For example, Star's father says that he's happy that he no longer is in King's gang. He even tries to help Devante get out of it too. Also, every time Star's parents say a curse word, Sakani, her younger brother, receives $1, teaching him that he shouldn't use them. And finally, when Star provides her testimony, she does not exaggerate the truth to harm the officer. She just tells the truth. And on page 290, when she says, "I'd ask him if he wished he'd shot me too," she's not effing off the police officer. She's just only asking a question to make him reflect about what he did. Although Angie Thomas's The Hate U Give has received criticism from parents and schools, it has also been loved and praised. In the front of the book, there's awards, and at the back of the book, starred reviews are displayed. One of the starred reviews claims, "An arguably important book that demands the widest possible readership," and that's by ALA Booklist. I agree that this novel was intended to reach as many people as possible. The book is easy to read and follow. I didn't have to reread a chapter because I didn't understand. The subject is about current racism that is taking place with police violence, so the younger audience can connect, and the book also alludes to racism from the past, such as Emmett Till, so older people can be involved as well. Furthermore, the Huffington Post says, "Read Star's story because it's important, but read it also to feel, to heal, to empathize, and enjoy. Read it because it's a damn good book." I totally agree with that too, because I enjoyed the book, because it took me on a roller coaster of emotions. It wasn't only about police brutality, it was about friendship and family as well, and that's why I couldn't put the book down. So, there is a movie adaptation of the book The Hate U Give, which stars Amanda Stenberg and LG Smith. I saw the movie a few weeks before I read the book with my mom and my brother. I remember telling my mom, "Wow," after we saw it. We thought that it was very powerful. After reading the book, I think that the movie made justice to the book. However, I wish that the movie would have included more of Devante, who only briefly showed up at the party. In the book, I love that Star's family took him in and led him on the right path. He became part of their family. And in terms of what I liked in the movie more than in the book, I thought that the initial scene where Star's father sits down with her and her brother Seven to have two different talks, one about the birds and bees and the other about how to behave in front of an officer. That scene in the movie emphasized how children of minorities grow up being cautious of the people who others regard as those who protect them. Also, in the movie, Sekani grabs a gun and points it at King, the gang leader, and police officers point guns at Sekani. The movie scene left me in shock because I could see how messed up the system is. Sekani was only a little boy trying to defend his dad from a gang member, and the police officers were pointing at him instead of King, who was the actual threat. I felt somewhat disappointed that Sekani didn't do that in the book. Overall, I don't think that Angie Thomas's book, The Hate U Give, should be banned from middle schools and high schools. Students at that age already hear about gangs, drugs, police violence in the news and social media. It is best that they have a book that accurately represents the subject instead of them believing in false information on the internet that only spreads more hate and that can make them protest for something that they barely know about just to get out of class the way students in Williamson did. The book teaches students about the constant fear of minorities. They feel worthless, who can sometimes feel worthless in this society because racial stereotypes control their lives. Their race and ethnicity can determine what jobs they get and what their futures are like and their opportunities. And since schools are integrated, I think that this book can help teach students about each other because it prompts the discussion of the background, people's backgrounds, and what makes them. For example, Star lived in two different worlds and she had a hard time finding her real identity. This book is about family, friendship, and most importantly about justice, and that's why it's important that people read it. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This has been Jacqueline on Angie Thomas's book, The Hate U Give.